Church on this Fusion Sunday, where we are indeed celebrating the Kirkin of the Tartan. Now, on the last Sunday of every month, we celebrate Fusion Sundays with the hopes and intention of including intergenerational perspectives and experiences here in worship. So you never know what you're gonna get, but you know what you're gonna get is gonna be good. So we will worship God today and have a lot of fun doing it. So if you have feedback on how our Fusion Sundays are going and questions or concerns you might have, write them down in your hospitality register. There will also be an elder standing at the table following worship today. I want to make sure that for worship today, everyone has a mega block. Does everyone have a mega block? Yes. If you don't have a mega block, please wave your hand if you don't have a block. Our ushers will take a look, and hopefully everyone can share some pens. More on that to come. All right, we have a few announcements this morning. Katie will get us started.
Our junior high retreat is coming up May 16th through 17th. We're going to go out to the Watson Homestead, have a lot of fun there, learning about our piece in God's puzzle, and then go to the Corningstein Museum of Glass. The RSVP date is next Sunday, so take a look at your mailings, call if you have any questions, and get back to me soon. Young adults are also going to be doing a mini work camp, since most of us have other work. This way we can go out, serve God, and do some mission in the community, but still manage not to take too much time off of work to do it. So those dates are August 20th through 23rd, and get ready to hear more information soon.
Jim.
All right. Just a quick commercial, if I could. Today is the day that we're going to have our GPC counters training session. This is open to everyone who is a counter, who's a substitute, who's a captain, or even wannabes who think, wonder what this counting stuff is all about. Please meet us in the adult lounge. It's 11:30-ish, and we'll tell you all about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hola, buenos dias. Just a reminder, today's the last day to buy those hanging baskets for the Guatemalan mission, so you can help us on our upcoming trip in July by buying some flowers and put some color in your house. Today's the last day, so see me. Thank you.
Thank you. And one last announcement. If you have been worshiping with us and have questions or would like an opportunity to talk more about what it means to be a member here at Gates Presbyterian Church, following worship next week, we will be meeting together in the adult lounge. And for those who are interested and feel God's call, we'll be joining on the 17th of May. So we're going to switch around the bulletin just a bit. The junior choir is going to draw our hearts and minds into worship and get us started before we kirken of the tartan. Let us worship God. treat it is. Friends, what a joy it is to celebrate this very American tradition, but its origins of the Kirkano the Tartan go back, long back into our Scottish history. The Scots have always had strong Christian convictions, whether they be Catholic or Protestant, and have always observed Sundays as the Lord's Day, a day of rest and worship. And this was the day, this Sunday, when the dress kilt was worn, a finer quality wool kilt with more than white than the everyday kilt. And because of the significance of the family tartan was used to help unite the clans in the old days, especially when there was special events. And the clansmen gathered together and dressed in their finest tartans to rededicate themselves to the service of God and to give thanks for God's watchful care over them during the year. And this special service was known to have taken place in the time of the Protestant Reformation, going all the way back to the 1500s. Now, by about 1746, there was the proscription, or the outlawing, of wearing anything tartan by any Scot. And so the ceremony could no longer be held. But there is evidence that some clansmen took to carrying swatches of the material to the kirk or the church, and they concealed it on their person. And at some point in the service, the clergyman would give a blessing, and the clansmen would touch their little bits of tartan with no overt signal given, as sort of an underground kirkin, and that would take place. Most of the writings on the subject seem to agree the first kirkin was established here in the United States by Dr. Peter Marshall at the New York Avenue Presbyterian Church in Washington, D.C. on April 27, 1941. At that time, Dr. Marshall was also chaplain of the Senate and chaplain of St. Andrew's Society of Washington, D.C. So central to this theme of the kirkin is the presentation of the tartans of the clan, symbolizing rededication of Scots everywhere to God's service. So on behalf of all the clans and peoples represented here, we offer in gratitude to our Almighty God, our heritage, and we pray God's blessings on God's servant people in all the lands of the earth. Jan Buettner is going to call the clans, and when your clan is called, please stand.
Good morning. Yes, as Melissa said, when I call the name of your clan or your family's clan, whatever, back however far you go, please stand. And this is no wee list, so be patient with me. Okay, we start with Anderson, Armstrong, Barkley, Bell, Bethune, Beaton, okay, Burns, Bruce, who's going to be the first one? Buchanan, Carr, Cameron, Campbell, she's the first one. She planned it that way. Chatham, Chisholm, Crawford, Cullerdon, Cumming, Davidson, Donald, Douglas, Drummond, Dunbar, Elliott, Farquharson, Ferguson, Fraser, Fife, Fletcher, Forbes, Graham, Gordon, Gunn, Grant, Hall, Hamilton, Henderson, Holmes, Keith, Kerr, Johnson, Johnston, Lamont, Leslie, Lambert, Lawson, Lawrence, Lindley, and now come all the Macs. MacArthur, McCafferty, McCall, McCullum, McLaren, McClure, McDougall, McDuff, McDonald, McIntyre, McIntosh, McGregor, McCandish, McVean, McKay, McCall, McKenzie, McKinnon, McNeil, McFarlane, McLeod, Matheson, McMillan, McNaughton, McPherson, McMasters. Did I miss you again? McLeod, you know what? You're not on the list. Oh, McLeod, stand up. I'm getting this eye from Cherie. When is she going to call us? McPhee, Malcolm, McElhatton, Martin, Maxwell, Menzies, Moffat, Monroe, Morrison, Murray, Nicholson, Phillips, Ramsey, Ross, Robertson, Rowe, Rose, Scott, Sexton, Shaw, Sinclair, Smith, Stewart, Thurston, Turner, Thompson, Sutherland, Walker, Wallace, Watson, Webster, Windsor, Young, and then the clan Dia, which is the family of God, so that's everybody.
And please remain standing. And friends, if your clan did not get called and you want to make sure you're on the list for next year, email the office and we'll add it to the master list. But let us have a word of prayer, please. Almighty God, who did command the tribes of ancient Israel to pitch their tents beneath the standards and in sign of their parents, and who set over your holy church the banner of the cross of Christ, let your blessing rest upon all tartans set before you here today. Bless all families who claim a tartan as their own and keep us loyal to our standards, which their tartans represent, and their faithful love and service to Christ and his Kirk. Through the Holy Spirit be all power and majesty now and forevermore. Amen. Remain standing for the call to worship.
Please join me in the call to worship. Brick by brick. With Jesus as the cornerstone. In this house of God, clans and tribes, strangers and friends, worship God.
Thank you.
Please join me in the prayer of confession. God, we look and see all the imperfect bricks you use to build your house. Sometimes we get frustrated when we don't think the bricks go together. We see different colors and clans, cultures and tribes, and assume some are better than others. Show us once more how you shape us, and through Christ, hold us together as a place where we can live in this world. Friends, believe in the good news. In Jesus Christ we are forgiven. Hallelujah. Amen.
Why don't you come on over here
And for all the other children that are in the sanctuary this morning, come on forward. Make sure you bring your brick. If you were given one, make sure you bring it with you, okay? And if you didn't get one, you know what? You need to see me. So, here we go. And then you'll move back, okay? All right, here you go. Brick, 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 brick. All right. Who else does it? No, you don't, you guys, in your picky colors. Come on. There you go. All right. Anyone missing a brick? Anyone missing a brick? Did you get a brick? Who's missing one? Put your hand up if you're missing one. You got a brick. You got a brick. Okay. Everyone has a brick, right? Why don't you guys stand up? Because we're actually not going to hang out here. Oh, my gosh. Is that a sigh? Wow. All right. Come on. All right. Everyone has a brick. And this morning, some of us have on these really great kilts. And one of the ways that Scottish folks are able to tell what family someone else is from by the color and pattern of their kilts. And then they know that person is family. But everyone who wears one of these together is also family. And God says, we are all family together. This morning, God is going to be building a house out of us. But we're not quite there yet. Let's first start with our bricks. And if you would, find someone who has a different color brick than you. And what I'd like you to do is introduce yourself and say, hello, my name is Melissa. But use your name, not Melissa. Congregation, I would like for you all to stand. And if you would find someone who has a different color brick than yourself, who hopefully you don't know quite well, introduce yourself. Melissa, hello.
I'm Krista.
Hi, Krista. So glad that you're here this morning. I know you, but good morning. Just introduce yourselves. Just introduce yourselves. Now to call everyone back to attention. Do you mind a few bars of anything? Anything. You guys can go back and sit with your families. You guys, thank you. Go back and sit with your families. Hey. You use what you can get. I need some bagpipes around me more often. So the choir is coming forward. I said, oh, while the choir is coming forward, I want to say thank you to our Highlander band this morning. This is Loaves and Fishes. We're always glad for a drum and some bagpipes, and you all are here. So I understand some of you this morning were out playing in the cold in the cemetery. Whew, God bless you. But thank you. We're so glad you're here, and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Amen. And our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Ephesians. So he came and proclaimed peace to you, to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through Jesus, both of us have access in one Spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints, and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. This is the word of the Lord. So the year, well, I won't give that away yet. First, I'll tell you that it was just a few months before a major presidential election. I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but the challenger beats the incumbent, and Andrew Jackson becomes the next president of the United States, all 24 of them. So can you guess the year? 1828. And it was in 1828, just a few months before that election, a small group of people met together in a tavern. That's right. They met together in a bar on Howard and Buffalo Road with a vision. Of course they had a vision. Their vision was that God's voice was to be heard through a Presbyterian presence in the town of Gates. A vision of God's work done by Presbyterian hands in the town of Gates and beyond. And 3 years later, Sarah Ford, Oliver Noble, Dr. Ezra Butterfield, and his wife, Nabby Butterfield, would be the first five members of the First Presbyterian Church of Gates. And in those first 3 years, the only officers of the church, no session, just one deacon and a clerk. They did not have a pastor. They just had a missionary who came and spoke with them from time to time. Through these saints, in this particular time and place, the First Presbyterian Society or Church was born. And there on the corner of Buffalo and Howard Roads, the first building was dedicated. Fire was not their friend, and the church would be destroyed three different times. But the spiritual community that God built continued to grow. And it grew so much that by the 1960s, they had outgrown the building that still stands, and they built a church here. And in 1969, the community would hold their very first worship service here. Now, when guests worship with us for the first time, I frequently hear about the hospitality and the welcome practiced by this community. That, yes, we love all God's children, all the noises they make, all the giggles and the squirms. And folks are greeted by handshakes and smiles. And, yes, if you see Frona, you get a hug. And those who pay attention to what's going on also see that we continue to live out that initial vision of being God's presence here in Gates and in the world. And we do that through a variety of our mission experiences, both here in Gates and indeed throughout the world, in Jamaica and Guatemala.
And another thing that visitors quite often notice when they come worship with us are the bricks, right? They're not the most practical for Rochester winters, or summers for that matter, but what they say about us is powerful. For those who don't know, these are clinker bricks. They are given their name because when a bricklayer notices an imperfection in a brick, maybe the color doesn't look quite right or it's a little bit misshapen, they would tap it with a hammer. And clinker bricks are heavier than other bricks, and so they make this clinking sound, kind of like the Legos do. Now, mostly, these clinker bricks were thought to be useless, and they were just discarded, and they piled up, until people started to notice that no two bricks were the same, that they all have their own beauty and strength. And so it makes a lot of sense that a church would be built from these very imperfect bricks. They are a reminder that while we are all different, none of us are perfect, and somehow God manages to use us all and build a place, a physical place, where God can dwell. Now, I wish we could have handed out clinker bricks for this sermon. Yes, it would have made much more sense, but then they would get dropped on toes and it would stop making sense. So we have our mega blocks. Everyone have their mega blocks this morning? Does anyone not have a mega block? I want to make sure, because I've got, Dave, you need a mega block? Here you go. Mega block. All right. You are welcome. And our Scottish friends, I think that you all needed some mega blocks. There you go. Those are all for you guys. And we've got ushers walking around. So you'll have to use your imaginations that these are imperfect. The Apostle Paul wrote to the early church in Ephesus and said that we are all members of God's household. And we celebrate our Scottish heritage this morning, and we heard all of those different Scottish clans or family names being called. Yes, of course, I get excited that Campbell would be first, but really my favorite part of when we do that is when the clan Dia is called, the family of God, and we all have a chance to stand up. Okay, so you have your bricks and you have your marker, okay? They are permanent caregivers. Yes, you saw Sharpie written on it. These don't come off, so make sure your kids aren't coloring on their face or yours. All right. Take your marker and your block. And on one side, in honor of our Kirken this morning, I would like for you to write your clan name. It's okay if you're not Scottish. Whatever your last name is, write it on there. And please, we don't have quite enough markers, so you'll have to share and possibly help some little hands. So write your last name on one side. Write your last name on one side. Everyone got it? You can write whatever you want on there. So on one side, write your clan name or your last name, whatever you want to write, however you identify your family name. It's okay, there's no right or wrong. You're not going to get thrown out of church, I promise. I promise. Okay. Now, Paul also wrote to the church, reminding them that his household is built on a foundation. The foundation of the prophets and the apostles. These are the people who told their stories of faith to the people. These are the people who taught them all about God's grace and God's love. So for Gates Presbyterian Church, those people were Nabby Butterfield, Sarah Ford, Oliver Noble,
Dr. Ezra Butterfield. I feel like I'm missing one, yeah? And Nathaniel Lord. These are the foundation here at Gates Presbyterian Church. Now, take your brick, take your marker. On the other side of the brick, whatever other side means to you, it's okay, just pick one. I would like for you to write the name of a person who has been important to you in your life of faith. Who was it that taught you about God's love? It could be a parent, a grandparent, a Sunday school teacher, a pastor, a neighbor. Pick some person, one person, who you really felt taught you about God's love, and write their name on a side. And caregivers, help your children also think and write the names for them, too. It can just be a first name, whoever it is for you. Keep sharing those markers. All right, it's okay, keep going. But for those who were done, when you are finished writing the name, that's the end of the markers. So if you are a parent or a caregiver with a small child who might be very tempted to sneak that marker onto something else, please put the marker away. Just hide it somewhere, pass it over somewhere else, whatever you need to do. Once you have that second name, we're done with the markers. All right, the next thing I'm going to have you do is to count the bumps on the brick, however many you have on there, okay? And in your own mind, so no writing, I want you to think about who you are going to share the vision of God's love with this week. And for every bump, think of a different person. If you've got four, wow. Think of four or three or two different people this week you are going to share God's love with. Is it going to be a parent, a sister, a brother? How about the checkout person at Wegmans? The guy who takes your parking spot? So in your mind, name those people that you are going to share God's love with. And this is how we continue that initial vision of those five people here in the town of Gates with this vision of a church. And look at us all these years later. And now, I think you know where I'm going with this. Because I wouldn't have handed out Lego blocks if we weren't going to put them all together, right? So, we have the foundation here of these initial people who are part of the church. But we are missing one, right? Jesus. It's the cornerstone that holds us all together, that brings us all together. And from here, God builds a household for God to dwell in. And I would invite you to come and place your bricks and build the household of God. Now, before everyone gets excited, if you have young friends with you who would like to take your bricks and come forward and do that, that's fine. They are welcome to do that. If you have someone perhaps around you who has some mobility concerns, offer, just ask, can I help build the house of God with you and for you? But I would invite everyone now to come forward, build the house of God, and then sit back down. Continued, and you guys can come up and keep playing with. I promise, okay? During the hymn, the kids can come back up and play. I promise, okay? I've already got my brick in there. Did you get in there? Let's sing. It sounded so good. Just keep going. All right.
beautiful what God can build when all are welcome. Let us celebrate God's infinite welcome to all of God's people as we affirm our faith together, appropriately using some of the words from the Scots Confession. As we believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, so we firmly believe that from the beginning there has been, now is, and to the end of the world shall be one kirk, that is to say, one company and multitude of men chosen by God, who rightly worship and embrace him by true faith, Jesus Christ, the only of the kirk, even as it is the body and spouse of Christ Jesus. This word is Catholic, that is universal, because it contains the chosen of all ages, of all realms, nations, and tongues, be they of the Jews or be they of the Gentiles, who have communion and society with God the Father and his Son, Christ Jesus, through the sanctification of his Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated.
In worship, when we get to come together, lift up and share the joys that have come throughout our week and in our families, and the people we care for that we also wish to lift up in prayer. Is there something people would like to share with us today?
Diane Keeling, I just want to thank everybody for prayers for my dad, Harry Buff. Unfortunately, he didn't have his surgery. It got canceled due to a problem with his EKG. But that did come back normal, so he's just still patiently waiting. He's calling, and they're not scheduling it, so I ask for continued prayers, though.
Linda Sidori, I ask for prayers for a young family who has a 3-year-old daughter who's been battling leukemia and is losing the battle. There's not much more they can do for her, so she went home. So I just pray for ask for prayers for the family as they deal with this.
Sheree Barrett, I just want to say thankful for the many blessings this week, for my mom and her health, and for my family and all my friends that surround me. Thank you.
Hi, Chris Arcara. Just want to say keep in your prayers this week. All of our many of us here have family in Baltimore, and with the violence yesterday, I was sitting here in church this morning and just got a text from my daughter, and it says, "I'm okay." So it got really close to her yesterday, and so they're all right, but keep them in your prayers. And my second prayer would be for the people over at St. Pius who are getting prepared to tear down their beloved church building that they've had for many years due to the fire that they had recently. Some of my very close friends are working with the group that's working on that, and it's very difficult for them to get prepared to as they watch the church come down, and they have to work through building another one. Thank you.
Dave Barrett. Last year, we heard about Avery Sinisu, a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, struggling with cancer. She is still struggling, massively struggling, 40% chance now. She was in remission for a year, and now she's back struggling with that disease, and her family and friends and this church definitely could pour out. Her mom, Kate Gramlich, works over at Disney School, so Sheree sits next to her every day. They'll be traveling back and forth from Philadelphia and need all the support that they can get from this church. Thank you so much.
Continued prayers for the family.
Trina Portillo, first like to say it's nice to be back here with all of you, and I would like to ask prayers for the people in the nation of Nepal as they deal with a catastrophic earthquake there. I saw that there were prayers asked for Sarah. I don't know her last name. She's a PCUSA missionary there. So prayers for her safety and for all those relief workers, first responders, and people who are on the ground trying to help people recover from that.
There's a prayer back there.
Jan Buettner, I just wanted to say this was a great service today, Melissa, building houses. And it's especially poignant for me because Bill and I are starting a new townhome this week, so the big dig is Tuesday in Churchville. So we're looking forward to that, and we just pray everything goes well with that. But, I mean, that pales in comparison to some of the other concerns we've heard. So,
prayer of joy.
Molly Fitzgerald, I want to wish my sister a happy 7th birthday.
Aw, happy birthday.
Sam Berkovich, I want to ask for prayers for my grandma because she had surgery on Wednesday because somehow her esophagus got twisted, and she had the surgery and she's fine, but it's going to take a while for her to get back to normal.
Prayers for your grandma. And also prayers of joy. Oh, did I see a microphone over there? Oh, I see a hand up over there.
A few things. First of all, Frank Lloyd Wright might be really proud of that church he built today, but I don't think the building inspector is going to approve it. Secondly, I'd like to ask for prayers as our daughter Trina and granddaughter Elena travel back to Boston tomorrow. Prayers for them. And also, I just wanted to share a great joy. We had a big Presbytery-wide mission event here that was hosted here at Gates. We went out into the world, learned about 6 different mission programs that the Presbytery is supporting, including our Guatemala project. And so if you didn't attend to that, you got to catch it next year. But there were a lot of youth there from this church, and it was a wonderful event. So come and join us next year.
Microphone over there. It's okay. I've got a joy while we keep going. We've got a few more because I can't believe no one said it yet. Prayer of joy that our former associate pastor, Carol Ann Strawbridge, is a grandma. So, yeah, so great joy for Erica and Jonathan, a baby boy. I know the middle name's Christopher, and it'll Austin Christopher, there it is. So, yes, mom, baby, and dad are all, and grandma's doing real good, so.
Allison Tuttle, I'd like to pray for my great-grandma, who is now 103. She had a stroke right before Easter. She's continuing to heal, and she's still her great old self, but prayers for continued healing and health.
Amen.
I want prayers for my grandma because she has cataract surgery.
Prayers for your grandma, definitely. All right.
Let us all pray together. Loving God, the disciples heard Christ's words of promise. They ate bread and wine, simple things, and longing remembrance and the joy of hope that comes from being together. Grant that we can hear your words today, spoken in the sacred moments of our everyday affairs. Let us give thanks for the little things, God. Coffee on our table in the morning, opening the door and going out in the sunlight, getting to hear the shouting of children in parks, signs of your love in those ordinary moments of creation, the joy of building lives together. May these simple things speak to us of your mercy and tell us that life can be good. Help these holy gifts remind us of all those people who do not receive them. Keep in our hearts the people who lack bread for their table, children in need of shoes, families separated by prison walls and hospital floors. Help us to lift up the people of Nepal in their time of grief and loss after a horrifying earthquake. And help us to come together and comfort each other in the wake of the shooting at Gates Pub. May we be there for each other, God, leaning on each other as strong support, knowing that your love is there for each one of us in hard times and good ones. Empower us to share these ordinary, holy moments with everyone we meet. May our lives bring your light to those around us. May we always remember and pray together the words your Son taught us to say, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
As we celebrate this morning's offering, we do so with the sounds of the band, and I hear the wiggles and squirms of the little ones, and if they want to get up and dance, please dance. Let us receive this morning's offering with joy.
God, you build us together so that you might have a dwelling place in this world. May these offerings of time, money, and gifts be used to care for and welcome all people. Amen.
At this time, the junior choir is invited to come back forward as we sing our closing hymn.
Thank you.
friends, the deep peace of the running wave to you.
Deep peace of the flowing air to you.
Deep peace of the quiet earth to you.
Deep peace of the shining stars to you.
Deep peace of the gentle night to you.
Deep peace of Christ.
Deep peace of Christ to you.
From this moment, as we leave behind our time together,
may we walk with one another, may we lift each other on the way.
As we go now, from this moment,